Hey, you already know what's going on, man. It's your girl, Tampa Mystic, and we are broadcasting live right here at ARK Studios ATL. It is the industry's most wanted show, WARK 300, man. Thank you, everybody, on a tune-in check-in. It has been a busy day. I just wrapped up the official launch, the kickoff of my docu-series. I'm really excited about that. I got some special guests checking in today, all the way from Duval. What's happening, man?
What's going on?
Hey, look, I appreciate you guys tapping in with me. You guys just drove here from Florida. I know it's the neighbor state, but I stress that because, quite honestly, sometimes we have a hard time people driving 15 minutes to come ride with us. You hear me? So go ahead and give us that official introduction.
What's up, everybody, man? This is SJ, man, producer from Jacksonville, Florida. And I'm here, you know what I'm saying, trying to show love with Tampa Mystic. She always been rocking with me, though, since day one. Tampa, I thank you for everything.
Of course. Know. Listen, I thank you. You brought me onto your platform. I appreciate that. You had me host one of your mixtapes, a couple of them now.
Yeah.
you know, we made a movie with it, put it up on live mixtapes. You've since have came and rocked out at some of my shows. Oh, me yeah. and Bigger Rankin do showcases out here.
Wait for that to come by.
Yeah, yes, me too. We just want to wait for the right time.
For sure,
we want to keep everybody safe because, you know, the coronavirus is not no joke,
real.
My people.
It's real.
For it is very real. And you've worked with some artists, you know. Shout out, of course, Dave Skills has blessed, you know, he out the gate was like, yo, he hard.
That's what's up.
You know what I'm saying? So just give us a little background about yourself.
Ain't really too much. Just really
don't be modest. Don't be modest. You a dope producer.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I want to do like the music production, but really wasn't selling beats. So I was like, man, I'm just going to try to work with, you know, the people that I looked up to, you know what I'm saying? And here we are, you know, we trying to just network a little bit. Ain't really worrying about, you know, I guess front end or nothing like that. Just trying to put work in, you know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah, most definitely. Well, I'll tell you something. Something that OG shared with me. I've been working with Bigger Rankin and Kingpin. I know him as Kingpin. A lot of people know him as Rap Juggernaut, but I go way back, 10 years back with these guys.
Yep.
You know, when I first started working with them 10 years ago, my first experience was I got to go on tour with 2 Chainz with them. And that's what really made me fall in love with the business. I was like, yo, I like this. This is dope. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Traveling and being behind the scenes and seeing how everything really works. And I remember specifically we were at one of the tour stops and we was outside of an IHOP and Bigga called me outside. He's like, let me holler at you. You know what I'm saying? Because I was still real green in the business.
Oh,
and he didn't know what, you know, he didn't know me that well. He just wanted to make sure that my intentions were right and that I wasn't going to be taken advantage of. But one of the things that he told me that always stuck with me was, when you get into this business and you do it for the love, that money will come.
Fact.
At some point in time. But if you in it for the money, you're going to get real disappointed because that money
fast.
Ain't going to always be there. You're going to be disappointed real fast.
Real quick.
We know in the beginning there's levels to this. In the beginning, we're going to be spending a lot of money. Then it comes to a point where we're maybe not spending as much, but we're not earning either. It kind of just levels out. Then it gets to the point where that money coming in. And that's the goal, obviously.
Yeah.
So in the beginning, we are going to do a lot of free stuff. As a producer, you're going to give out free beats. Hopefully that the artist does the right thing and you get your paperwork together and you could at least make some publishing off of it.
Yeah.
But it's all a learning curve, you know what I'm saying? What made, you know, music your passion?
It always been my passion, like being in the band and stuff in school, but
what you play? What you was doing in the band? Come on, now you was
drums,
playing the flute?
Nah, the snare drums. tried to do like little quads or whatever, but I did that, but I was like, man, I want to actually make it and see how they, you know what I'm saying, the different levels to it on the business end.
Yeah.
So I kind of jumped in. Jake Bruh helped me a lot, you know what I'm saying? We was kind of 200 producers.
Shout out Jake Bruh.
Well, yeah, man, he showed a lot of love, you know what I'm saying? And we just kind of built a little thing, and I was like, let me reach out and see if I can work with you. And, man, you blessed me, man. To open up so many doors afterwards. So
that's
I
dope.
Appreciate you.
Of course, man. Like, you know, again, I'm an OG myself. You know what I'm saying? For real, for real. I know I look young, but I'm an OG. I'm just playing. But, you know, my OGs really instilled in me, you know, you got to stay humble. That's so important. You got to stay loyal. And in order to be a boss, you got to put other people in a position to be a boss.
Yes.
And I'm a boss bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
You feel me? I'm a multiple business owner, baby. Like, and I claim that shit on, not on no braggadocious, but I work
real hard for
where I'm at. Like, ain't nobody give me shit. So now it's my job to put other people in a position to win. You know what I'm saying? Shout out DJ Such and Such. That's one of my business partners. He's helped me out since I moved to Atlanta, man. Like, he ain't know me from shit when I moved here. And he just wrapped his arms around me and said, let's go. And he's helped me a lot since I moved to the city as well. So You got a team of people with you today. Who you brought with you?
Yeah, my dog Rico, man, from
Savannah. Rico, you know what's good, man?
What's going on? How you doing?
Hey, I'm hot. You know what I'm saying? This hot Atlanta, but I'm good. How are you?
Divinely blessed and highly favored.
I know that's right. Absolutely. It's been a real trying year, hasn't it?
But look, if SJ ain't keep me in this thing, well, look, we did this thing what, about a year and a half ago, man.
Yeah, man.
He hit me up. He like, man, what we gonna do? It's been a year and a half. I say, you know what?
Timing is everything.
Timing is everything. And then he told me that you had this opportunity for us today. I said, why would I not jump on it?
Absolutely.
Why would I not come here?
Absolutely. Know? And guess what? Everything we doing is going to be on all the major platforms. It's going to be on iHeartRadio.
Okay. Absolutely.
It's going to be on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, TuneIn, Pandora. It's going to be, we're going to break the internet with it.
Absolutely.
It's going to be on the biggest streaming platforms out there.
You heard that? You're shut down.
Breaking
it. We're shutting that shit down.
Shut down and broken. You know what I'm saying?
For real. Give us your background, man. Like how you got started in music.
Oh man, it all started with my granny Christine. I'm gonna give her the praise for
it. Okay.
She started with me when I was like real young in church.
Dope.
I was always up there. I would see everybody go. You know how it was in a Baptist church back in
the day.
Listen,
I already know.
Everybody,
my mama Baptist.
Crazy.
I grew up in the church, baby. Every Wednesday and Sunday, I know.
Every week, you know, Miss Pearly passing. I'm like, Miss Pearly again. I know you feel spirit, but come on, Miss Pearly. No. But you know
she
what
was
saying?
Catching the Holy Ghost every time.
I wouldn't hate her, but you know the energy in there. You know, it just felt so live, especially when you were a young child.
Absolutely.
So I got called into the music. And then I've been singing, writing.
The music called you.
Absolutely.
It said, come on, let go.
And it's been that way ever since.
So is Rico the artist name or is Rico a part of your government?
Well, actually, Rico is just my artist name.
You okay.
Know what I'm saying? They call me Rico Suave. I was
Rico. Yes. Suave.
Rico Suave. Hola, ¿cómo estás, muy bonita mamá?
Muy bien. That's about all I know. Poquito. You know what I'm saying? Who gave you that name?
Well, actually, I'm going to give a shout out to Jalapenos on Abercorn. I'm not going to lie. Rico really is a part of my real name.
Okay.
It's in my name. And when I was at Jalapenos, they would just see how I would operate. And they'd be like, oh, Rico Suave. all the Spanish players.
That's
oh, Rico,
funny.
Rico Suave. I just started using it as
It was origin. Real organic.
Absolutely.
Who is this beauty you brought with you today?
Oh, you already know my homegirl Lisa. She up in the building today. How you?
She's a beauty. I'm telling you.
She's trying to get some B-roll too.
Okay, get her some B-roll.
Yes, please. Cause like her face is beat. She looking good. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Tell her what you're trying to do.
Shoot. Come on over here, baby.
Mona's Vanity Flair. I'm a makeup artist.
Okay.
Dope. Well, next time you in the A, I need to know ahead of time so you can get me all the way together. Especially if I'm filming. You know what I'm saying? I need you in my life. What else you guys got going on, man? Why you out here?
Man, I just came to kind of get back into the mood of handling business. So I just came just to, you know, try to work with you guys today.
Dope.
Man, we got a lot. I know you got a lot going on, and we cooked up a lot last night, you know what I'm saying, trying to make some new stuff. So we definitely got some stuff we working on.
So my next interview after you guys are some artists from out of the city and out of the state. I'm gonna connect you with them as well. You guys can chop it up. You know, it's all about networking, man. Your
exactly.
network is your net worth.
Okay.
You gotta connect with people. And what I always a piece of advice that I always give artists is if you from Florida and you connect with these other artists, say from Tennessee, you guys get a record together, now they gonna put you in a whole nother market you ain't touched and vice versa.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
I'm from Jacksonville. He's from Savannah. When I moved up to Savannah, that's how we
are lived. You from the Poet?
well, that's where I'm at right now. You know,
okay.
I'm originally from North Carolina, but the Poet is my stomping grounds.
That's
right now.
So crazy because Clay James that I did the docuseries from, that's where he from. He from the Poet. You know what I'm saying?
You met there. Let me rephrase
that's,
that.
It's a small there. World, man. That's so crazy. Okay, so musically, we talking to Rico right now. What are some of your music goals, we'll say, in the next 3 to 5 years?
Well, I know the first thing I want to do is just really figure out my whole marketing scheme and everything like that.
Yeah.
Just really put a plan and, you know, like really have steps of action that I can take to actually watch it grow.
Facts.
Instead of, you know, because sometimes when you starting out, like you said, when you were saying to me, you know, before you had learned everything that you learned, you know, you were also green in the industry as well. But it's like, you at first, you just doing a bunch of stuff with a bunch of passion and faith and hopes that it's going to work out.
And it ain't doing nothing.
And it ain't doing a damn thing.
But, I know.
But you get around people, and you see them, and you hear their stories, and you hear their backgrounds, and how, it wasn't always easy for them as well. And it puts on your mind, it's like, well, you know what? If they're telling me from this standpoint that, you know, it wasn't always a crystal stair or a cakewalk in their journey, then I shouldn't give up on my journey just because it's not the most glamorous thing right now, because if I continue to put that work in, then it's bound to grow.
It will. I'm going to tell you, and I'm not ashamed to talk about it, man. When I first transitioned in this music business, I was still working a full-time job, making great money. I was making really good money, good benefits, but I was working for a racist white man that I couldn't stand, and I felt like I was selling my soul. Mm. But I was a single mom, and I had to support my son. Absolutely. So when I became in a financial position to be able to transition into doing music full-time, I struggled. I ain't gonna lie, man. Like, I had enough money stacked to last me for a while, but that runs out quick when you're paying rent and a car note and car insurance. Okay. And I got a teenage son who wants everything in the world. You know, you transition over into do this full time. You go from having a guaranteed paycheck to not knowing where your next check is going to come from.
Right.
And I struggled. I'm not ashamed of it, man. I had months where I didn't know how I was going to pay my rent. I thought my car might get repo because I'm like, I'm down to the wire. But guess what, though? I kept God first, and he seen me through every piece of it.
Okay.
To where I now have worked myself back into the position I was working for someone else, but now I'm my own boss.
Right.
And that's going to happen. So I say that to say this. Just keep God first, man. Just keep that faith, and it will happen.
Absolutely.
As long as you can see it, it's going to happen for you.
Right.
So whatever it is that you want to do with this music business, keep that vision and stay focused on it.
It's funny that you said that, because I know last night I was getting on this man's nerves when he was in the studio. I said, come on, we got to do this one more part. He like, man, come on, you sure? I said, come on, man. He like,
You want it to perfection.
Yeah.
Because guess what? When he releases that, it's out there.
Yeah.
He an artist. Artists are perfectionists. You know what I'm saying? when you put it out there, you want it to be to your perfection. That's because right. Once it's out there, baby, it is out there.
Man, putting that work
in. Yeah, man, I need that push.
That man didn't need that. He ain't quit, though. I get what that man. I was getting on his nerve. He like, but he ain't quit.
Yeah.
That's all I was like, my boy.
But that's good that you got somebody to work with like that. Yeah. You know, that's gonna be patient with you.
Absolutely.
You listen. I know my significant other. He's an artist and an engineer. He's done some work with SJ.
Yeah, shout out, man.
And shout out to my babe Dave Skills.
Dave.
And he's like the same way. He'll go back and record something over and over and over and over till it's to his liking. Cause he engineers as well, so he'll readjust this and tune this, and I don't know all the technical terms of engineering, but you get what I'm saying. So I totally understand it. You want it to be absolutely right, because this is your brand, man.
Absolutely.
This is your brand. So it's like, once it's out there, you want the world to take to you, but you want to still give them what they want to hear.
Absolutely.
I always like to quote 2 Chainz, because, you know, he was one of the first artists I had the opportunity to work with when I got into business. And he said, get on board or get left behind. And if you really think about it, sounds so simple, but it means a lot, meaning that you want to give them what you want from you, but you got to get on board to give these people what they want, or you're going to get left behind. You know
Absolutely.
What I'm saying? So, man, much success to you guys. Talk about this record that you brought me today.
Yeah, man, where I'm from, like I said, we came up with it a year and a half ago. I think he was listening to our California 4, mm-hmm. and he was like, yeah, I like number 15, man. I was like, okay, so... Thing, you know what I'm saying? Just sending it to him.
That's so dope.
And I'm trying to, like, figure out what I was going to do. Like, okay, I'm trying to get these beats to these artists, trying to, like, level up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And he just sent it back. It was one of the first songs. And I was like, okay, so what's next? Because I ain't know. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, hey, when you gonna release it? I don't know what's next.
Oh, you be anxious now. I already know. He be anxious. But I get it, though, because it's your work as well.
Yeah, yeah, and I do want to put in the work, you know what I'm saying?
I get it. So trust
like,
me.
Okay, let's see. I was like, man, let's just see what we're going to do. And he was like, nah, man, that's your song. So I'm like, okay, well, let me just take a different approach then and try to come up with something that, okay, I may not be speaking on the record, but it's still my record.
Facts, absolutely.
As a producer. So I was like, let me just try this lane real quick. And that's what we came up with.
So let me ask you this, Rico. When you are listening to beats, what is it that, and I know it could change, it could vary, but what is it typically that captures your attention about a beat that makes you say, this is the one?
Well, first, I gotta be able to at least like I gotta be able to move to it just a little bit. It has to like literally move me.
Okay.
If it makes my head shake, my feet tap a little bit, I'm like, It has potential. It has to have potential at that point, because it's not, I'm not going to tap my feet and move my head to something that doesn't make me move or that I don't feel.
Word.
So when I heard that beat from SJ, I was like, oh, this the one. And I was in my feelings that night too. I said, okay, yeah. I said, this the one. And then, you know, sent it back. And that was all she wrote. Now we here today.
Yeah, man. That was one of the first, if not the first song I got back from an artist. And I was like, wow.
That's really dope. What are some of your future goals, SJ?
I want to learn the business part of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like I did a lot, but I still need, I know I need to do more.
Of course, yeah.
So I want to learn the business part of it. Kind of fascinated how, like, some producers, like, people in the game kind of started in their other groups, and then they did songs for other people and stuff before they kind of did their own thing, too.
Yeah.
So, I'm just trying to learn from the people that I listen to and kind of, you know, just work with the people that's doing it now, you know, trying to incorporate it together. That's,
absolutely. I always tell artists this, and I would imagine a producer, engineer could use the same piece of advice. As an artist, I ask them, no artist likes to compare themselves. I get it. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. However, if you could pick and choose an artist out there that you would kind of maybe put yourself in the same sound, who would it be?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I'm going to just say what I usually hear. And I get two things. I get a J. Cole.
Okay.
They say it's like a J. Cole style. But we're from literally almost the same city. Like, I'm from Rayford, North Carolina, a small little country town. He from Fayetteville.
Okay, yeah.
It's literally right over the county line. So it's probably just the language.
Right.
But, and that's usually who I hear most of the time.
So we'll roll with that. That's cool. So what I tell artists is, as a piece of advice, is if you have an artist that people somewhat would compare you to, and you said J. Cole, which is, hey, that's phenomenal, because yeah. J. Cole's one of the best out there. Study him. Mm-hmm. Study him deeply. Like, find out where his target audience is. Like, check his analytics. And all this information is available on the internet.
Right.
Find out what cities, states, countries are streaming him the most, and right. attack those markets. So if Dallas is really heavy streaming J. Cole, go after that market. Because if they fuck with J. Cole, guess what? They're going to fuck with you too, because you have that similar sound.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So in the same thing, production-wise, if you kind of have another producer or something, you know, it might be a little bit different, but you can learn. Watch documentaries. Watch interviews they've done. Yeah, same thing, you know. Really study those artists and them producers, because why, we ain't trying to reinvent nothing. If it works for them, not to say we got to copy them, but it's going to work for you as well. You know what I'm saying? So definitely just study the greats, the ones that are already done it and paved the way.
Yeah.
We ain't trying to reinvent nothing. You know what I'm saying? Shoot. And the music is an ever-changing business.
Absolutely.
You got to keep up with it, man. Like, stay on top of it. You as a producer, you got to make sure you have all your publishing in place.
Yeah.
Before, if you were in the studio cooking up with an artist, before they walk out of that studio, have them sign a split sheet. Period.
Okay.
Protect yourself. For real. Because it ain't nothing towards you, because y'all have a good working relationship. But guess what? A lot of these artists ain't shit.
Yeah.
They won't give you your credit where credit is due, and they'll just put it out there, and they will never give you credit. You know what I'm saying? And that's not cool. Now you're going back chasing behind all these artists, and you shouldn't have to do that. Mm-hmm. So all that can be eliminated before they walk out of that studio, or if you sell a beat to them before it's finalized, have them get their information so you can do that split sheet.
Oh, yeah.
Get your royalties. You know what I'm saying? Get that check.
Yeah, we definitely locked in on that.
Yeah, so that's what's up. Let's talk about the record. It's available where? Is it officially out yet, or is it? We got a super exclusive.
Yeah, no, it's been out for a while. You know what I'm saying? So all platforms where I'm from. SJ Beats featuring Rico Suave.
Hey.
Where I'm from.
Word. So we're going to check it out in just a minute. Sure. Before we get up out of here and listen to it, though, is there anything else? And we're talking to SJ right now. Is there anything else you want to let the people know about you besides your social media?
really nothing too much. Just trying to stay working, you know what I'm saying, and keep the humility, like you said. Just
yeah.
Stay grinding. That's what I want to do, man.
What's your definition of grind, SJ?
Grinding, man. Don't quit. Even when it's obstacles, you know what I'm saying, you got to keep going. Don't stop, you know, even when you want to go to sleep and not do nothing. You got to get up and keep working.
I have those days a lot.
Yeah, that's my definition of grind. Just don't stop, you know what I'm saying? It ain't about really playing the games. I'm not stopping, you know what I'm saying? Regardless, you might start getting tired. I'm not stopping.
Facts. You got to recharge your battery every now and
again.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You got to get a little sleep here and there.
Yeah, we recharging for sure.
Got to recharge to stay healthy. Where can people follow you on your social media?
At DCIRC Productions, you know what I'm saying? DECIRC Productions on Instagram. That's where you can find me at.
Dope. That's what's up. And the same question for you, sir. Rico on the check-in, saying, what's your definition of grind?
Well, I would say grind. I mean, just to take a second off of what he said, I mean, just no matter the obstacle or the situation that's in the way, I say if you keep going, you know, mentally, you know, sooner or later you're going to be strong enough to overcome whatever it is that's in your way. So if you just keep going at it, it's like workout, baby. You get stronger as you do it.
Facts. And where can people keep up with you on your social media?
You can find me at RIQOSUAVE_910 on Instagram and Twitter.
Dope. Who you want to give a shout out to, Rico?
Oh, you already got to know. I got to give a shout out to my mom, Dukes, because without you, baby, I would not be here.
Facts.
And I got to shout out my boy SJ for setting up this situation.
For sure,
you know,
man.
That's my dog right there.
You know, and you got to understand, we got that Where I'm From out right now on all major platforms.
All platforms.
You know what I'm saying? Check it out. And it should be some other stuff under there that you can see. That you might want to check out too.
Dope. What about you, man? Like, who deserves a shout out from SJ?
Man, shout out to everybody that's rocking with the beats or whatever. Shout out to Jake Brett. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to you, of course.
Yeah, of course. I appreciate that.
You've been looking out for me, man. You know what I'm saying? Even though I email too many emails, you know what I'm saying?
Listen, I'm going to tell you something. I only tell you that because I rock with you.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to be nice to you. You know what I'm saying? Because I think you a cool dude.
Yeah.
But some other people, they would have like, not answered or respond to that. So I'm only telling you that because I want to set you up the right way. Because I'd want someone to tell me, you feel me? I rock with you, you know what I'm saying? We become like fam. You like my brother from another, you know what I'm saying?
Up,
so anyways, go ahead.
But yeah, that's about it, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to you, shout out to Jay Bray. Shout out everybody working with me, you know what I'm saying? Shout out Arc Studios.
Yeah, I'm going to give you guys
love,
a tour once we get done.
Oh, definitely.
So the song, for some reason, didn't come through as an MP3, so hopefully it'll play correctly. We're going to test it out. Let's just give a little snippet and see. Oh, yeah, we all the way good. We're in the game.
Oh,
we're in the game.
Oh, snap.
Yeah,
you can play it if you want to.
That's the new one. That's the one, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, snap.
That's what you just emailed me.
Yeah, that's the one, you know what I'm saying? You said for the interview that then, you know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, snap.
So can we play this one then?
Yeah,
run it.
We're
going to come back where I'm from.
You heard it, right? You heard they said we can run with it. Okay. Because I don't want them going back later and be like, why y'all playing that?
You mind if I
She my alibi.
You mind if I bring it in?
Of course. That's what I want you to do.
Oh, man. I appreciate that.
Of course.
Thank
Come
you.
On, Rico look. Suave.
Well, this is that Rico Suave Rip It on all platforms right now. Please go check that out.
Hey.
Industries most wanted.
From the front, I'ma rip it from the back. Bend that ass over, girl, I know you like that. Expose you to something that you never ever had. And I've always been a soldier, girl. I'ma rip it from the front, I'ma rip it from the back. Bend that ass over, girl, I know you like that. Expose you to something that you never ever had. And I've always been a soldier, girl. Assume the position, no more need for wishing. Wait, hold up, what we do might fill up a stroller. Gashona, you want to control my persona. But I am the owner of this dick when I sling it. The way that her toes curl, you think she was banging. The way that she screamed my name, you think she sang it. In a falsetto, I feel like I'm that fellow. I brought something to mellow, the mood I got a rello. So what's up? The way that we get it, the way that I hit it, is how you know it's for sure. The way that I splash it, the way that I wear it, like Curry Shadow, just pure. Like Aquafina, she more like a ballerina. Wear that ass like Serena, she do magic like Sabrina. So I'ma rip it from the front, I'ma rip it from the back. Bend that ass over, girl, I know you like that. Expose you to something that you never ever had. And I've always been a soldier, girl. When you step inside, unleash your mind. Girl, I'm gonna get you right.
Girl, I'm gonna get you right. Let me take my time. Your body is mine. Girl, I'm gonna get you right. Girl, I'm gonna get you right. I'ma rip it from the front, I'ma rip it from the back. Bend that ass over, girl, I know you like that. Expose you to something that you never ever had. And I've always been a soldier, girl. I'ma rip it from the front, I'ma rip it from the back. Bend that ass over, girl, I know you like that. Expose you to something that you never ever had. And I've always been a soldier, girl.
Cripple. Fuck on this bitch, purple pickle. I don't really care what the issue. We hang out the window with pistols. All of my niggas official. All of my bitches official. Like referees with the whistle. Louis V on me, I'm dripping. Whole lot of hookers, I'm pimping. Chanel on my toe, yeah, I'm cripping. They ain't really knowing the difference. He ain't really know he was fishing. I can get that boy going for attention. We selling dope like the Carter. But the judge, I might fuck on his daughter. She call me daddy, but I'm not the father. Bitch, the designer ain't shopping at Zara. Give me head and I holler tomorrow. She give me bread and I'm popping.